Guatemala's president, Otto Perez Molina, was forced to resign from office on September 3rd in the face of a major corruption scandal and demands for his removal from power by a growing protest movement. The scandal, under investigation by Attorney General Thelma Aldana, involves allegations that business people paid kickbacks to public officials in order to avoid import duties through Guatemala's customs agency. Perez Molina's former vice president, Roxana Baldetti, has already been jailed and faces charges that she received as much as $3.7 million in bribes. The jailed former president now faces charges of conspiracy, customs fraud, and passive bribery, and will stay in detention until his trial begins to ensure he does not flee the country. The decision to prosecute Molina is considered a major victory by thousands of Guatemalans who have organized weekly protests in the capital, Guatemala City, since April, demanding Perez Molina step down and face justice. Guatemalans will elect a new president in an October 25th runoff election. While the investigation and arrest of a sitting president is a dramatic shift from the immunity that Guatemala's elite military and political figures enjoyed for decades, there is a darker chapter of Perez Molina's life yet to be investigated. Your reporter spoke with Alan Nairn, an award-winning investigative journalist, who, speaking from Guatemala City, discusses the former president's complicity in mass murder and war crimes in the 1980s, when he served in the nation's military.
The corruption scandal was the trigger for the explosion that brought down Perez Molina. But what really brought him down was a massive popular movement. Starting in April, hundreds of thousands of people have come out into the streets in a massive protest, demanding his resignation, but also demanding some basic changes to the system. People have been talking about a rewriting of the electoral law, a rewriting of the Constitution. Some are hoping to break the stranglehold that the oligarchs, the old landowning and factory-owning and bank-owning families, the partners of the U.S. multinationals, have on Guatemalan society. So Perez Molina was forced to resign. He was hauled away to prison in very dramatic scenes. The Congress of Guatemala had to approve stripping General Perez Molina of his immunity from prosecution. And as the day began, nobody thought Congress would do it, because Congress is in the pocket of the oligarchs, of the drug dealers, of the military. Nobody thought it was possible. By the end of the day, the Congress had voted unanimously to strip his immunity, as crowds were outside of the Congress shouting for his downfall, and the members of Congress clearly feared for their own political futures. They felt that something was shaking in the society. But the bigger issue is, will he now be brought to trial for the massacres that he carried out with U.S. backing, with weapons from the U.S. And Israel? And I was in the mountains as Perez Molina was doing this. I met him as he was doing this in September of 1982 in the town of Nebach, in the Ixchel Mayan, indigenous Mayan zone. At one point I spoke to him as we were standing over four corpses of four men he had just finished interrogating. And his soldiers, his officers described to me how they would go into villages and wipe out all the civilians, return and bomb the villages with the U.S. helicopters. So waiting in the wings is the possibility of a trial for the massacres, since he was one of the implementers of the genocide for which General Rios Montt was convicted. And nobody knows where this will end. Nobody knows where this uprising will end, but Guatemala is on its feet, and the system has been shaken.
Alan, why has this change taken place after so many decades of a succession of dictators and rulers, many of them corrupt, ruling the country with impunity, with virtually no accountability to Guatemala's civilian population? What's changed?
Well, it's been a combination of a grassroots popular movement and a few honest professionals, attorneys, who managed to find their way into the system, honorable people who have worked with the backing of a popular movement and also with, at the insistence, with impetus from the massacre survivors. This is actually the second major historic achievement of world importance that combination has achieved. The first was 2 years ago when General Rios Montt, the former dictator, was brought brought to trial in a domestic Guatemalan criminal court and convicted of genocide and sentenced to 80 years. It's the first time in history that any nation has been able, in its domestic courts, to bring its own head of state to trial for genocide. And I was called to testify in that trial. I wasn't able to take the stand because at the last minute, General Pérez Molina, who was still president at the time, stepped in and blocked me because he was afraid I was going to talk about him as well as General Rios Montt. But the trial produced a conviction. At the last minute, the oligarchy stepped in and demanded that the conviction be annulled. The case was frozen. It's now renewing again. In the end, what decades from now will be viewed as a world historic precedent. And what I've been urging is that it's not enough to bring people like General Rios Montt and General Pérez Molina to trial. You also have to bring to trial their accomplices, what in Guatemalan law are known as the intellectual authors of these crimes. And those would include the U.S. officials and also Israeli officials who sent arms, who sent advisors, who provided training, who provided money, who provided political cover, and provided the policy guidance, the doctrine that you can kill both subversives, guerrillas, and potential guerrillas, which means children. People of that kind, U.S. officials, Israeli officials, should also be brought to trial, and they should do time alongside the Guatemalan generals and officers who perpetrated this mass murder, which claimed many tens of thousands of lives. I mean, the estimates vary, but it could be more than 200,000 who were slaughtered.
That was Alan Nairn, an award-winning investigative journalist, speaking from Guatemala City. For more reporting on the arrest of former President Pérez Molina and the demand for his accountability for war crimes, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.